from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, the president in Florida.
Well, I just want to thank everybody. I came down to see FEMA, to see the Coast Guard, to see the Army, the Marines, everybody, the Navy. The job that everybody has done is incredible.
On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida on Thursday, President Donald Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned up the western side of the state.
But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders, on behalf of myself, our vice president. Melania really wanted to be with us. She's really, it's really touched her heart what's gone on. And we've seen the devastation. We're going to see some more of it now, unfortunately.
There are at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida, and the president applauded first responders and relief crews for preventing even more. Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped the Emergency Operations Center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs. It's starting to come up in Key West, but the rest of the Keys, we have a lot of work to do.
Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. President Trump is on his way now to visit Naples, Florida. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks, which killed at least 50 people in southern Iraq today. Officials said more than 80 people were also wounded in the attacks near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dakar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant and shortly afterward a suicide attack carried out by a driver in an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. This is VOA News. In the Turkish capital of Ankara, the trial of 2 educators charged with terrorism has started. The defendants have been on a hunger strike for more than 5 months to protest their firing as part of a government crackdown after last year's failed coup. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, their hunger strike and trial has become a focal point of government opposition.
The Ankara courthouse, where Semih Ozakçı and Nuriye Gülmen are on trial for terrorism charges, was surrounded by a large security presence. Police outside the court prevented opposition parliamentary deputies from reading a declaration of support for the educators who are accused of supporting a prohibited left-wing group. Republican People's Party deputy Mahmut Tanal slammed the police presence. He said the situation is this. This is a police state, an authoritative fascist system that is at full swing. This fascist system will definitely be destroyed. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The government has strongly defended the trial, insisting the judiciary is independent and the ongoing crackdown is necessary to protect Turkish democracy. But analysts say the controversy over Gülmen and Ozakçı and the growing concerns about their deteriorating health could influence the government's approach to the case. An early morning fire at a private religious school in the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur killed 23 people Thursday, most of them teenage boys. Fire officials say the pre-dawn blaze at the school broke out in the top floor of the dormitory building where the students were sleeping. The victims, 21 boys between the ages of 13 and 17 and 2 adult teachers, were unable to escape because the only entrance to the sleeping quarters was blocked by the fire and the windows were covered by iron grills. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the country as children and that any agreement must include massive border security. Now, this is the president just prior to leaving for Florida, speaking above his awaiting helicopter.
800,000 young people brought here, no fault of their own. So we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. But we're going to get massive border security as part of that.
The comments Thursday came shortly after he tweeted that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the DACA program that the administration had canceled last week. Now, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer had said after the meeting with Trump Wednesday that they had agreed to quickly put in place protections for those 800,000 people affected by DACA. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.